93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good morning. It's 8:13. I'm Chris Poston, and this is the second hour of Galesburg Live. Every week, we set aside a couple hours to talk to local organizations, businesses, and talk about what they do. And last hour, we had Derek Kistler from Hilo Grocery in Galesburg at Abingdon. And we're continuing our second hour with another very recognized name in this community. Leaving your home and family behind, coming to a new country, chasing the American dream. It really sounds like the storyline of a movie, doesn't it? But for our next guest, it's a real-life story of someone who saw opportunity, reached forward, worked hard, took chances, and made the American dream come true. And today, Azer Clinic is one of the most recognized and respected names in this area for physical therapy, occupational therapy, industrial rehab, speech pathology, sports medicine, home health, and so much more. With dozens of employees across three divisions, you know, they really are some of the most highly skilled therapists in the area using advanced state-of-the-art equipment and techniques. Their goal is to restore people to wellness, to get you back to doing what you love to do. And in 2017, Azer Clinic is celebrating 35 years of service to this area. And this morning, we're going to talk about the different services they offer. We'll talk about the state of healthcare today and Azer Clinic's vision for the future. So please welcome from Azer Clinic, we have Julie Lytle. She's the practice manager. Nicole Brown is a physical therapy assistant and director of business development and clinical services at Azer Clinic. And of course, a good friend of WGIL in this community for many years, physical therapist and founder of Azer Clinic, Will Azer. Thank you all for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
35 years. Will, does it seem like it's been that long?
Seems like yesterday.
Your story, Will, is like, it's like a story of the American dream. It's like out of a movie. Take us back to the beginning, how it all started.
Well, I was born in Sudan, and that is a country right south of Egypt. And my parents were working there at the time. And came back to Egypt when I was 7 years old. And I stayed there till I was 22. And then I came over here after college.
You had always wanted to come to America?
That is true, but both of my siblings are older than me. They came here prior to me.
Okay.
And then I have an uncle, had an uncle that lived in Moline, Illinois for 50 years at the time I came in here. He was a general surgeon. My father was a doctor also, and it was just a family thing. So the first place to go is the person that you know that will take care of you. So that was in Moline, actually. Yeah. And my brother at the time was going to school in Nebraska, so I tried Nebraska. Didn't work out. Didn't like it. My sister at the time was going to residency in Loma Linda University. I went to California. I hated it. And so I decided to come back to, I wanted to live in the Midwest, you know. I really wanted to come to America. Sometimes those states, you feel like you're living somewhere else. So just came back to Moline and start looking for jobs, and I found a job at St. Mary's Medical Center, and that was 1978.
In the area where you grew up, was it like the Midwest, smaller communities and all that, or was it big cities? When you went to California, you didn't like it, but you wanted to be in the Midwest.
So. Right. It wasn't particularly the number of people or how busy it was. It was just, this is a little funny, but I kind of wanted to speak English, and you couldn't do a lot of that over there.
Oh, sure.
So it was just an area, the weather is not the best, however, which means a lot of people like me will go where the weather is better, so probably there were more opportunities in this area than any other area.
So you were at OSF, and you're a physical therapist at this time?
Correct.
Okay. When did you make the decision to go out on your own?
I've always wanted to be in practice for myself, even when I was in Cairo, and it just didn't feel right. I know I wanted to do things the way I wanted to do them, and I wanted to be able to expand and bring technology to this area when I wanted it. We're nothing against big institutions, but you have to go through, jump a lot of hoops to be able to get anything. So it was kind of a good fit for me.
That's right. You're listening to Galesburg Live on WGIL. When we return, more from our friends at Azer Clinic, from the humble beginnings in a one-room office to a full-service rehab agency. We're spanning a 35-year legacy, continuing our conversation this morning with Nicole Brown, Julie Lytle, and Will Azer from Azer Clinic. It is 8:19. Expecting sunny skies today with a high of 75. Currently, we're at 49 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Follow the Cardinals all season long on WGIL.
Good morning. It is 8:21. I'm Chris Poston, and this is Galesburg Live every week. We set aside a couple hours to talk about, local organizations, local businesses, and just find out what they do and some interesting things that are going on in our community. Before we get back to our guests, it's going to be a beautiful Labor Day weekend. Sunny with a high of 75 for today. Cloudy tonight, low of 55. Sunny tomorrow, warmer, high of 83. And then, of course, Monday, Labor Day, for the Labor Day parade on Monday morning at 10 o'clock here in downtown Galesburg. It's going to be sunny, near 90 on Labor Day. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday night. Of course, Tuesday, it's cooling down quite a bit. Sunny and back down to around 71. Right now, again, 79. And I'm happy to welcome our guests from Azer Clinic, Julie Lytle, Nicole Brown, and founder of Azer Clinic, Will Azer. Azer Clinic is celebrating 35 years of serving people in this area. Of course, Will came to America from Egypt, worked as a physical therapist at St. Mary's here in Galesburg before opening his own practice at the corner of Dayton and Henderson here in Galesburg back in 1982. Now, Will, I'd like to continue where we left off, where you wanted to start your own practice because, you really wanted to, as you said, you wanted to do things your way, to be able to expand and bring technology to this area at your own pace.
Well, I wanted to change the traditional part of physical therapy. Physical therapy was more than just do what somebody else tells you what to do. We went to school for a reason, and so we understand our profession a lot more than anybody else. And at the time, you were a little bit restricted of what you can do and you can't do because you have to get permissions from everywhere. So I just did not feel I could get along with this environment. I wanted to do things the way I felt they should be done for the benefit of the patient and not particularly follow a lot of red tape.
That's right, right. What were some of the people that you partnered with back then? You had you currently are the exclusive therapy for Seminary Manor and Care Center of Abingdon. And that's a partnership that started many, many years ago.
Over 30 years ago.
Right, with Mr. Fike.
Mr. Fike and I, at the time I was working or had a contract with the Marigold. And the Marigold at the time was owned by Mr. Fike. And so I got to meet him and Mike Byborn, Ron Wilson, all these guys that are still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... and then when that change happened, and Marigold was sold, and Seminary Manor was built, and after that, the whole village, we continued our partnership, and we continued to service all of or most of Mr. Fike's facilities within the area.
That's right. Now, Azer Clinic started, and still at the same place that you started back then when you first went out on your own, Dayton Henderson?
1982.
Yes. And still this, that
just
facility.
Just started out with one room there, and just as things went, we expanded as we needed to.
That's right. So you started with physical therapy. What came next? Sports medicine? What, speech and all that? How did that kind of fall together?
Well, there's a big physical therapy is a big umbrella.
Yes.
It is an umbrella for sports medicine, industrial rehab. outpatient physical therapy. And so it's all under the term physical therapy. Mm-hmm. The expansion from there is, however, things have changed in those derivatives of physical therapy. Since things have changed for the industrial rehab part, I mean, starts improving. Nobody else was doing it in this town, so we had to kind of get specialized in it. So so I went and spent 2 weeks in the University of Michigan, the School of Engineering, to learn ergonomics and how you do job analysis and how to make the work environment for the workers safe.
Absolutely.
So basically, we specialize in that, and then we specialize in the sports medicine part. So, and that set us apart from the rest.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, when did the speech pathology? After
that, of course, when you do a complete rehab, you need to actually, to become a rehab agency, you need to have services for speech pathology, occupational therapy, social services. And the physical therapy part. So you need to have all the requirements. Like we have a social worker on our staff to stay. So if there's an issue that we need them to see one of our patients, we have an access to them.
That's right.
So to become a full rehab agency and a full rehab to a person is you kind of need to basically provide all these services.
And you do. You have it all there under one roof. From rehab, medical equipment, and even a T-shirt factory, we're going to continue our visit with Will Azer, Julie Lytle, Nicole Brown, our friends from Azer Clinic, when Galesburg Live continues.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
And this hour, we have some very special guests, good friends of WGIL. Going to be a great Labor Day weekend, sunny with a high of 75 for today. And warmer by Labor Day on Monday for the Labor Day Parade, Monday morning, high near 90 for Labor Day. So what a way to say so long to summer, huh? Well, getting back to our conversation in this second hour of Galesburg Live today, good friends of WGIL in this community, Azer Clinic is celebrating 35 years of providing therapy services to folks right here in our area, helping in all walks of life, old, young, sports injuries, work injuries, and more. We've been talking with the founder of Azer Clinic, physical therapist Will Azer, about the history of Azer Clinic, but now we'd like to talk with our other guest. Julie Lytle is the practice manager of Azer Clinic, and Nicole Brown, physical therapy assistant and director of business development and clinical services. Nicole, let's talk about some of the other services that Azer Clinic provides.
Azer Clinic has many divisions. We have our outpatient clinic at Henderson and Dayton. And then we also have home health, which we service Western Illinois Home Health and Spoon River Home Health.
Now, when you say you service them, what does that mean?
We're their contract rehab company.
Okay.
So we provide all the therapy for their patients.
And that's an enormous area.
It is. We do a lot of traveling.
How many counties would you say? Do you have any idea? Of,
many, many counties.
Yeah,
we go all the way to Peoria, Tazewell County,
yeah,
and then we go Henry County, Rock Island County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of area to cover.
Warren County.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Our Azer cars get a lot of miles.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. That running man gets a lot of miles.
He runs.
That's right. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm
but
sorry.
Then also we have, we're the contract rehab company for Seminary Manor, Bounce Back. And for the Care Center of Abingdon, Bounce Back.
Absolutely.
We do free transportation for our patients to and from therapy if they need a ride. We can work on strengthening, chronic pain, acute pain. Mm-hmm. We have many different certified or specialized treatment interventions. We work on vestibular therapy. We do some lymphedema.
What's vestibular?
It is like dizziness.
Oh.
So sometimes the crystals in your ears can be lodged, and it's a highly skilled balance and treatment session that our therapists have to be certified in.
Absolutely. Julie, how many employees does Azer have?
We are right at 44 employees at this time.
Wow. And that includes all of the people that are traveling and,
correct,
and all that?
Yeah.
How long have you been with
I just had my 18th anniversary. Yep.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is. Does it feel like it's been that long?
No, it doesn't.
What do you do at Azer? It's changed over the years.
Sure. I'm the practice manager, so I take care of all of the clerical employees there, as well as the clinic itself.
Medicare, Medicaid, do you deal with a lot?
Some of that, yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. But how has that changed over the years?
It's gotten
drastically
a lot more stringent.
Yeah, that's right. How has that affected what you guys do at, and maybe Will can speak to this too, Medicare, Medicaid, the whole healthcare industry?
It affected us terribly. It's changed a lot. It was very, when I started, I would say, your reimbursement can be between 90 to 95 cents on the dollar. Today, it's about 40 to 45 cents on the dollar. So you kind of almost need to double your caseload, which is probably impossible. Right. So we've been able to maintain, but the guidelines and the whole industry has changed, even not just for us, for every medical professional. So, and we all try to work together and cope with it. But it's a big change.
That's right. Julie, I'll get back to the employees that you have. A lot of your employees they're part of the community here.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have a lot of local people. We give out free T-shirts to people, and we see the Azer shirts all over. The employees get to see that, so that's...
That's right. So let's talk about other things that Azer is. Azer is the clinic, but it's also Azer Medical Supply.
Azer Medical Supply is down on Main Street and Prairie, mm-hmm. and it's been in business for 7 years. They are Medicare certified. We have free delivery, a wide range of different services down there. They do prosthetic fitting, mastectomy wear. So they have a certified fitter down there. They can kind of take care of like the women's health issues, but also we have kind of things on the floor, walkers, wheelchairs, things you can just run in and
ostomy
grab.
Supplies.
Ostomy.
That's
yes.
Right. I like this. I'm reading some information about Azer Medical Supply. Full line durable medical equipment. You carry the same items as other medical equipment stores.
That's correct.
Right. And this was kind of a natural extension of what you already do.
Yes, we've been doing something similar out of our office for many, many years. But
the custom brace shop.
Yes,
right.
but with all the changes in rules and laws, you have to be. Independent, and you had to have a storefront, so we had to move it outside of our office and broaden the services that we give.
Mm-hmm. It says here that you were banned from the showroom at Azer Medical Supply.
I'm banned from everything
why
that costs that, somebody.
Why
anything.
Were you banned? You were banned from the showroom because. I think this was Inba who wrote this, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? The manager of Azer Medical Supply.
Right, yes.
She said that people would come in looking for a brace and Will would talk them out of it.
That's very true.
Why is that?
Because a lot of people think that if they hurt anywhere in any joint, they ought to go get a brace. And sometimes that works against your improvement. Or your progress. So you really, we really don't give anybody any braces or supportive devices unless they really, really need them.
Really?
So our consult on that, because they often call me to go down and see if that patient really needs it or not. And, mm-hmm. I can sell you a brace. That's not an issue, but I don't want you walking around and telling people I got a brace from Azer Medical. It doesn't work.
So absolutely.
So I want to make sure you did everything right before you buy anything.
That's right. The other part of, and I'll speak to Nicole and Julie here, is that about Azer Medical Equipment that maybe you can't get at other medical supply places is that Azer Medical is backed by, you've got professionals there who can actually help you find the right brace or supplies that you need and can actually consult you about
yep,
those, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have IMBA call us, and a lot of times our PTs or OTs will run down and assist somebody in what they might need off the floor or get them in the right thing versus what they thought they might need.
Yeah, that's right. I bring up speech pathology again because it's you work with kids.
Yep.
And I know firsthand about this because my son, Noah, went to speech therapy at Azer Clinic for a while when he was very young. He had a horrible speech problem. I mean, he really did, and Just so you guys know, he's going to be a senior at Monmouth College.
Wow.
Next, so he's actually a senior at Monmouth College right now, and he's a double major in economics and finance, and you couldn't tell that he has.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
He has any kind
That's
of a.
Wonderful.
So if my wife was here, she'd have tears running down her face because she's so appreciative of what you guys did. So we know.
Well, thank you.
It's really wonderful. We're talking with our friends from Azer Clinic, 35 years here in this area. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more about what Azer Clinic does here in this community. We're going to talk about your employees and about the future of Azer Clinic. Thank you, guys.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
8:48. We're near the end of our time with our friends from Azer Clinic. I'm Chris Poston for Galesburg Live. We're celebrating their 35th year in business in 2017. Founder Will Azer, Nicole Brown, and Julie Lytle as well from Azer Clinic. Thank you for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you.
You've been celebrating for a few months with lots of different things. You've had some, you know, guest bartender nights. Nicole
yep.
is and Julie, yes. you guys have been. Been successful? What have you been?
Yeah,
what are the things
we've
been doing?
Busy and we've had a lot of fun. We've done a fundraiser for the YMCA Solutions Program.
Mm-hmm.
We've done some fundraising for Discovery Depot, mm-hmm. and we've also collected for the Center for Youth and Family Services. So we kind of were working or focusing on area children and their programs
right.
in the area.
I've got the Big Steps 5K coming up.
Yes.
When is that? You want to talk quick about that? That's the 9th, right?
Yes, September 9th. Mm-hmm. So that will be that will start out at the YMCA. There's a 5K, 10K, and a 1 mile fun run. And afterwards, we invite all of the runners to come to 156 East, which is next door to Azer Medical. And we all have a little party, breakfast, awards.
That's right. Okay. And for information about that, they can just...
They can go to the Knox County YMCA website mm-hmm. or look us up on Facebook or the YMCA on Facebook.
Yeah. So let's talk about other things that Azer is. Azer does so many things for this community. It is Azer Clinic. It is Azer Medical Supply. We haven't touched upon Go Van Gogh's. That's maybe some people aren't even aware that... that's part of the Azer family.
And it's their 30th year anniversary this year.
Yeah. How did you get started in that, Will?
Well, once upon a time, I sponsored the softball team back in the 80s. And we just had a tough time getting their uniforms and on time before the season started. So that kind of just triggered me that, to get it on time, I better do it myself.
Do it myself.
Yes.
And Go Van Gogh's was born.
Go Van Gogh's was born then, yes.
The T-shirt factory.
We started out of the Leibovitz building, and then as we grew, we are now 237 East Tompkins.
That's right. In 30 years, how many teams and local schools and all that are wearing your uniforms and shirts and spirit wear and all that?
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
Yes.
So how cool is that? Let's talk about that, the impact to the community. When you think of 35 years in physical therapy, the thousands of patients that you've had.
Over 2 million across our divisions. Positively impacted
that
through
touched.
Therapy.
Yes.
Yeah. 2 million.
That's
yeah.
a lot.
So, it is. We never thought about it that way until we put a pencil to it.
You're not only providing care for patients here in this area, but you're supporting the community.
We have wonderful employees right now. Probably the best energetic, passionate, and just fun individuals. They work well together, and they're very passionate about helping their patients. We have a great team over at Seminary Manor, especially. They kind of all pitch in to help each other out.
That's right. And involved over the years, Julie, that you've been involved with Azer, you've been involved in so many charitable. Azer is always involved in charitable organizations, supporting the schools.
Yes, we're always trying to give back. This year, especially with the 35 years, our goal was to give back to the community, and that's what we've done all summer long.
That's right. And it continues. You see them at the at your games, at the schools, mm-hmm. and all that just continues. So. I guess I wanted to shift gears here. We're talking with our friends at Azer Clinic. They're celebrating their 35th anniversary here in this community. And Medicare, Medicaid, the healthcare industry, we talked about how it's affecting your, you know, physical therapy. What is the future going to look like for the healthcare industry, maybe specifically physical therapy, and how people are able to get access to your services? I mean, what do you see the future?
I hate to be not pessimistic, but who knows?
Right.
So we're right now in a limbo to see if there are any changes going to happen. But somehow people have to look into themselves and be. I mean, in the past we have insurance company controlling us, but as long as they're controlling you, you can't do anything about it. You're just going to have to follow what they tell you. You have to have a little bit of say on where you're going to go, what you want to do. But also, the other issue is a lot of us sometimes listen to the insurance person telling you how cheap their policy is, but sometimes we don't get in details to see what that policy really pays for. Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes, so the patient becomes the victim. Because, oh no, I didn't know they didn't pay for this. I didn't know they didn't pay for that. So it's all in the small print. And I'm not faulting anybody. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. So part of the problem is most of us get a health policy and you really don't know what it does half of the time.
That's right. I think what people need to know is you have a choice. And that's one thing that I know you guys have tried to get across to people for years and years. You have a choice of where you can go. And Will, you brought this up a while back. You used this analogy of your pharmacy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a change in the industry altogether. I mean, years past when I was here again, Illinois has something called a direct access right now. But years ago, we didn't. So I was basically maybe crazy enough. I was the only physical therapist that thought about going on their own. And a lot of people would tell me, we didn't even know you existed. Because I only had my name, on the sign, but it doesn't say what I do.
I see.
But then my answer to them at the time, well, this is a doctor referral dependent. So at that time, I really didn't think I have that. Who cares where I'm located? I just want to make sure those docs know where I am. I am, just in case if they have people they want me to see.
Absolutely.
But with the changes and big institutions came out and start buying our medical practitioners. It started out with family practitioners and family doctors, and then now every specialty has been bought out by the hospitals. So with this in mind, we stopped getting the referrals, regardless of how good we are. I'm not saying anything bad about anybody. That's the system.
Yeah.
And like, again, it is what it is. And when we have to live with it and work around it. So now we have no choice of telling the doctor to send us any patients because they're not going to.
Yeah.
Because they were kind of, obligated somewhat. And they're all great doctors, but, it's the system. So I just want people to know is you still can go to the doctor and tell them, hey, I really don't want to go this place or that place. I want to go to Azor Clinic. And a lot of us patients don't know that.
Yeah.
So they don't know. Well, some of my friends, well, how come you didn't come and see me? So, well, doctor sent me somewhere else. Well, you can tell them. And this is when, it hit me like, hey, if you can, you choose your, you go to the doctor and says, what pharmacy do you use? But he never asks you about what physical therapy place do you use.
Yeah.
So you have the choice to tell your doctor where I want to go. You get to choose your pharmacy. You should be able to choose any place you want to go to.
Absolutely. So choice. You do have a choice. And there's a good reason why you need to think about where you want to go. And no matter where it is, you need to feel comfortable what should people make sure when they're choosing a place to go for their therapy? What are the things that they should be looking for?
They should look for the place that gets the results. Because in the future, Medicare and all the insurance companies are going to make sure that the place you go for your rehab is the place that gets you well. They're not going to pay for you to just keep going. So
that's right.
choose Azer Clinic because we get results.
Of course.
But also the place that makes you feel welcome and that can get you in quickly to get started.
Well, that's another part of this too, Nicole, and Julie, you can speak to this too, I'm sure. Sometimes, you know, when someone has surgery or illness, you need to start on your therapy soon. But what you're finding, that's not always possible in some other places. Can you help me here?
That's correct. We do same day evaluations. So if you call, we can usually get you in same day. We also do free consultations for people that don't have doctor referrals, and then we can go from there on whether they need therapy or not, or to see their physician.
So people aren't able to start their therapy right away?
Yeah, the dilemma is, unfortunately, because of the change that I just spoke about with the doctor's own issues, both entities are bombarded with patients, so sometimes you can call and ask for an appointment, and they can't get you in for 2 to 3 weeks. So, some people will tell them where to go. So we are, regardless of how busy we are, we understand your pain. We understand that you had surgery. We understand when you go to the doctor because of pain and it requires physical therapy, well, in 3 weeks, that pain is going to be gone. Or you're going to be ailing through it, and it might get worse, you know, to cause you more problems.
Sure.
So we will get you in the day you call or at your convenience.
I see.
So, and this is not just what we say. People have experienced that. So, and we'll continue to do that.
That's right. And again, free transportation to your clinic.
Yep, that's huge. We have so many people that can't drive after a surgery or because of weakness, and we'll pick you up and take you home.
You know, if I'm a caregiver,
exactly.
You know, I'm worried about how to get my mom to the therapy, and I have to work.
Yep.
I'm sure that's a huge
advantage. Absolutely.
It's a big burden.
Yeah. Okay, so in our last few minutes here, you're listening to Galesburg Live. We're talking with our friends from Azer Clinic, celebrating their 35th year this year. The future of Azer Clinic. What are you looking forward to, the future of Azer Clinic?
Well, Azer Clinic is going to be here for a long time, whether I ran it or not. So, my goal is to keep that name and to keep that clinic and to keep that experience forever. I mean, a lot of people ask me, when am I going to retire? Guess what? I'm not going to. Because in my book, you retire, you die. So, but I have such great people behind me that I think we owe them that they should be able, when I'm not here, I'm going to make some arrangements where they should be able to continue that journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you do have great people, Will, and we thank you for everything you've done for our community. And I know the listeners out there who know you they feel the same way. You've been a big supporter of this community. And the best to you for another 35 years.
Yeah, in a wheelchair, man. I'd like to really thank this community because when I first came here, if it weren't for the support that they gave me, there's no way I could be here for that long. So, yes, we give back to the community, but the community gives us a lot more.
Julie Lytle, Nicole Brown,
thank you.
Will Azer. From Azer Clinic. Thank you guys so much. Again, congratulations on your 35th anniversary, and thank you for joining us here for Galesburg Live.
Thank you.
Chris.